Hey, my name is Lewis. I'm so glad that the governor's down here in their school, and I want to be on TV.
The only way to really describe it is cacophony. Hundreds of children line the outdoor hallway at Mendenhall Elementary in Tampa. They're stoked to see the governor, and the news people lugging their gear around probably doesn't take away from the excitement as Christ, the First Lady, and their entourage pop into various classrooms.
Children have chosen a place, and they're using their sensory details to explain the place that they're writing about.
What place are you in?
Well, they've chosen different places, though.
What are you writing about? What place?
Ostensibly, Christ is here to tour the school. Principal Irie Carolina says it got its first A grade this year from the state.
Last year we missed the A by 1 point. And so this year we were able to recover.
She says the school amped up its efforts in all subjects, but one problem area in particular.
Well, we realized that with our math, that we really needed to bring that up, because the year before, we really went down significantly.
Carolina says the A grade is great news for the school, but it might have an unintended consequence. That is, an increase in demand for enrollment may strain a school trying to comply with the class size amendment, which Florida voters passed in 2002. It caps K through 3rd grade classes at 18 students, 4th through 8th grade at 22, and high school classes at 25 students.
When you look at the number of classrooms that we have, that will be a challenge if we continue to grow.
A provision on the November ballot might soften those class size limits. Known as Amendment 8, it would use school averages to determine the maximum number of students per classroom instead. Governor Christ's veto of Senate Bill 6 last spring won him resounding support of teachers. He supposedly supports Amendment 8, though a call to his office on the question of whether he actually does was not returned by airtime. The state teachers union opposes it, as do more than half of Florida voters, according to a Mason-Dixon poll that came out today. But he doesn't talk about that issue today. Instead, he talks about one school.
It's really an honor for myself and the First Lady to be able to tour Mendenhall, a school that for the first time ever got an A this past year. They have great principal and great teachers here, and such a level of enthusiasm, it's amazing. But education is the key to everything, and that's why it's a pleasure to be here again today.
Christ, who left the Republican Party in April to run for U.S. Senate without party affiliation, faces an uphill battle against Republican Marco Rubio. Polls show Rubio with a comfortable lead over Christ, as well as Kendrick Meek, a Democrat who comes in third in the 17-way contest for the U.S. Senate seat. The November election is 4.5 weeks away. From Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.